losing the seat in the train itself, right? And by the way, even to travel 30 kilometers from one location to another location, you are taking calculated risk of your life. We feel that when we arrive at a particular location, you know, we are reaching safely. But that's not the case. In reality, I'm so sorry to say, but the ground reality is that every day in India, around 250 people die on road accidents. They are, all of us are taking calculated risks even in that case. But our mind doesn't work like that. And we think that, hey, if, you know, if I become an entrepreneur, that it's risky. It doesn't work like that. Now, the point is extreme risk taking versus calculated risks. The reason why out of a population of billion, only 250 people die itself shows that a lot of people are who are taking calculated risks are in the right frame. They are taking it rightly. So this is very important. Now, what does it mean to take calculated risks? See, you have to evaluate what are your strengths. We already spoke. What are your leverages, which means your network? Who are the people whom you can go back to if you have any problems and any concerns? Number three. Number four, yes, we might have to put in our money, our capital, or we have to take capital from your friends and family. Or now we are living in the times where banks and institutes are ready to pay if you are in the right direction. If you convince them you are in the right path. Now, convincing doesn't mean that you have to sell. You have to show with data the direction that you are taking